Good morning. Welcome to Rochester Speaks. I'm Bethany B, and joining me today is Dr. Kelman with Kelman Wellness Center. Good morning, Dr. Kelman. How are you?
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. First, can you tell us what Kelman Wellness Center is?
Sure. So it's an integrative, holistic, functional medicine center. My training was in internal medicine, but I've been doing holistic or functional medicine for many, many years. And we treat many patients with a number of different types of illnesses, from autoimmune disorders, thyroid disorders, Hashimoto's, cognitive issues, gastrointestinal symptoms, and the list goes on and on. And many people come to us because they want, they're not getting better from conventional approaches, and they want a whole different way of understanding health and getting to root causes. And that's what we do.
COVID has been something that unfortunately has been a part of our life for over 2.5 years now. And there's this term called long COVID. What is long COVID?
Okay. So many people, and it's high as maybe more than 20%, it's probably more, that have COVID and never fully recover. And they have persistent symptoms, meaning they could have cognitive issues, poor memory, not thinking as clearly as they used to, depression, anxiety, gastrointestinal symptoms, muscle or joint pain, even cardiac symptoms like palpitations, fatigue, chronic fatigue, and many, many other symptoms. It could be quite debilitating that people just don't feel well after they've had COVID.
Now, are these long-term symptoms, do they go away randomly, or are they with us for the rest of our lives?
Well, some do, and many don't. Many don't. That's why we have a pretty vigorous treatment protocol to put an end to it. And it can be done. It can be healed.
What are some of those things that can help heal those long COVID symptoms?
Well, there's a very strong connection between the microbiome and long haul COVID, that the microbiome gets altered and changed, and long haul COVID can actually adversely affect the microbiome. And by using the right probiotic, we can improve the microbiome.
What is the microbiome again? Can you explain that?
The microbiome are trillions of gut bacteria that reside in the gut. And when we improve it, the body gets better. Trillions of gut bacteria.
What types of health issues can persist from long COVID?
Gastrointestinal symptoms, brain fog, difficulty concentrating, anxiety, poor memory, difficulty thinking, palpitations, joint pain, significant fatigue. These are common problems, long-haul COVID.
Yeah, I had COVID back in March 2021. And me and my coworkers, we always say COVID brain, which is a real thing
that's
for
right.
us. And
COVID
I've had
brain,
it,
that's
yeah,
right.
I've had almost 2 years ago and I still have COVID brain. I was losing my hair a lot, which is still a symptom that I'm dealing with. And like you said, fatigue, like just going up a flight or two of stairs, I get winded. And I'm a healthy person. I'm younger, but it doesn't even matter like your age, how healthy you are, because this can affect everyone differently.
Exactly. But there are many different treatments. As I said, using the right types of probiotics, and they're not all the same. You have to know which ones to use in order to make a difference. And there's what we call immune modulators, different herbs and supplements that modulate the immune system, something. And then the most effective treatment is the use of exosomes, which come from stem cells. And that is for sure the most effective. And we see phenomenal results with using exosomes that come from stem cells for the long-haul COVID.
So is that your approach to treating patients with long COVID then? They had different antibiotics.
That's a very effective treatment. There's also IV therapy that we use, different IVs that have immune modulating effect, whether it's glutathione, MSM, high-dose vitamin C. All these things are very effective. Sometimes the use of ozone IV therapy, peptides like which are immune modulators that the body makes, called thymosin alpha 1, is another compound that I use for long haul COVID. And then you have to test the different types of cytokines, inflammatory markers that one is making, and then you use the herbs that lower those types of cytokines. So it's a very complex field, but there's no doubt that people could get better. There's no reason to continue to suffer from long haul COVID. There's a lot of things that can be done.
Are there any like specific exercises or workouts that people can do
no,
to help?
That's really not going to do the trick. To be honest, that's just not going to do it. You know, you got to really treat with compounds that really delve deep into biochemistry, into cellular function.
If someone is having long COVID, what should we do? Who should we contact?
Well, I mean, you need to, someone, you know, like myself who treats it, who has experience. This is one of the things that I specialize in. I've treated hundreds of patients with long haul COVID, and I have a very integrative approach. You have to do the right types of testing, which is you have to evaluate the microbiome to see what's really going on in the microbiome. You have to measure the types of inflammatory markers, autoimmune markers. Hypothyroidism could occur as well. People could develop a low thyroid that could be missed by routine tests. And I do a better thyroid test, and that's another potential cause of the brain fog and fatigue. So there's a lot that can be done. You just need to do the appropriate testing and to know what treatments could be used. So as I said, there's a number of herbs that target the hyperimmune state, this overactive immune system, the peptide that I said called thymosin, IV therapy, and most important is the most important treatment is the use of exosome therapy.
Can you explain that therapy a little bit more?
So stem cells produce compounds called exosomes. They're like little vesicles or bubbles or packets that contain all these immune modulating compounds and compounds that regenerate and rejuvenate cells. So we all have stem cells, and they are reserve cells that can convert into any type of cell. And in those cells are these exosomes, which have anti-inflammatory effects, immune modulating, but very powerful effects. And we get the stem cells and the exosomes from umbilical cord. And when they extract the exosomes from the stem cells.
Interesting. And you said there were herbs that could help as well. What are some of those herbs?
Yes, it depends on the types of cytokines that we find. It depends if the cytokines, for example, if you have interleukin-6, it may be sage. It could be black cumin seed oil. It could be cat's claw. TNF-alpha is another type of cytokine that's abnormal. And we use different types of herbs. It could be artemisinin and other things.
What made you want to find research and get involved with long COVID?
Because I'm seeing so many people with long haul COVID that this is just something I just had to do and get involved in the research. And I treat a lot of autoimmune disorders, and there's a lot of overlap between long haul COVID and autoimmunity.
How did you get involved with the research? Explain the research process a little bit, if you can.
Well, again, because I treat so many autoimmune disorders, and long-haul COVID is also related to inflammation and autoimmunity. So I'm very familiar with the herbs and compounds and supplements and treatments that help with autoimmunity, and many of them are also very effective for long-haul COVID.
Before COVID, what kind of like medical practices were you doing before?
Well, you know, integrative functional medicine doctor, internal medicine, and I was dealing a lot with, again, autoimmune disorders, gastrointestinal disorders. I've written books on the microbiome and many other issues, cognitive issues, neurodegenerative diseases I see a lot of. So I've seen, across the spectrum, many, many different types of patients with different types of illnesses.
Are there any websites that our listeners can go to see if they have long COVID or find any more information about it?
Oh, I mean, I don't know if anyone is specific. I have a website that talks about it. There's many different sites that talk about long haul COVID. I don't know of one in particular that I recommend, but there certainly are many.
What's your website?
KelmanCenter.com.
Those are all my questions. Was there anything else you wanted to add?
No, No, just that it known that it could be treated. It could be treated. Yeah. That's most important.
Yes, yeah, because like COVID brain, you'll just get so foggy. I noticed that one time last year as the seasons were changing from summer to fall, I just, and like October, my brain, I could not function. I could not like have a clear conversation. It was bad.
So. Exactly. I know. Well, we could help it.
Yes, which is good to know.
Give us a call.
Well, thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Dr. Kelman. I appreciate it.
My pleasure.